Okay, we're talking with Coach Sean Lemire from Twin Valley South, and we're discussing the game this last Friday against Dixie. Can you give us your overall comments on the game, please?
Well, I'll tell you, overall, it's just, it's one of the things I was a little concerned about was weather. Monday leading into it, just looking at the extended forecast, I was concerned about the heat. We hadn't practiced in the heat, and with our pay to participate and everything, we don't have the numbers. We have about 27 guys on our roster right now, so fatigue was my concern going into it, and cramping, being down this road before in week one, worrying about cramping. So we tried to do as much as we could leading up to the game to try to prevent it from happening. Unfortunately, we had some problems with that Friday night, and you could tell. First half early on, and our kids played hard, and we were right in the game with a 7-0 lead, and the potential to go up 14-0. We just wasn't able to connect on a pass, and after that, it kind of really snowballed. We went in halftime down 14-7, and second half came, and a little bit of fatigue and guys going both ways and playing special teams started to set in, and unfortunately, we weren't able to ever recover from that. And Dixie did a nice job, and they ended up coming away with a victory. So it was good for them, obviously, and I think it was just a lesson for us that our kids. I asked them after the game if they realized how hard at practice they need to be going, and what type of effort it takes to be when you have lower numbers and be successful on Friday nights. And I think they got their eyes open, but I think they're looking forward to redeeming themselves this week.
Okay. Yeah, I think at various points you had like about three or four players that you had to pull out from the game, didn't you?
At one time we only really had one starter in the backfield, and that was Miles. And unfortunately, at that point in time, we are a run-oriented offense. At that point in time, we had to become a pass-oriented offense, and you never like to do that either when you're even down as much as we were at times. The only thing we could really do with starters in there was call pass routes, because we had some guys that were very emergency type players that were in there, and that obviously took its toll on us.
Okay. And speaking of Miles and so forth, can you tell? Obviously, disappointing the loss, but I'm sure there were some bright spots as far as some players that had some good games despite the loss. Can you talk about that?
Miles has done, he's done a nice job so far. He's really, doing a good job running the option, and we got to work on passing. And he's got a strong arm. We just got to have more faith and trust in our offensive line, and do those kinds of things. But so far I've been pretty happy with him. We just got to protect the ball. We can't turn it over, and he's got to run our offense. So I think he's getting more confidence running the option, which I'm really pleased about, because that will be the big difference maker, especially with the supporting cast we got, which is two nice halfbacks in Steve Walters and Skyler Reckers, and then nice fullback in Tyler Leach and Grant Kreitzer. So, when you got all those guys involved, it's nice when you get your option game going.
Okay. Now, the defensive side of the ball, did anybody have any big plays, or anybody have a good night last night on defense?
Well, defensively, our guys did not do bad. Early on, I thought we got pressure on the quarterback, and I thought our guys did a nice job of shutting down their spread option running game, which I was concerned about, but they did a nice job with that. And second half, once again, we just weren't able to be as fresh as we like. And I don't like to make excuses, and that's definitely not one. We didn't win, and we didn't get the job done. But we got to do a better job with that in the second half. And I just think the big thing with us right now is we are a young team, and we so far have not responded real well. We have gone in the games and we have thrown the first punch, but we have not countered back very well, and that's our focus is once we do take a shot, how we're going to respond to it, and we need to do a much better job with that.
Yeah, definitely a sign of maturity. I look back to last year's team, and I can think of several instances where the seniors, they could have folded like they've done in the past. I've seen last year's team be down by a touchdown or two, and still battle their way back and get the win. And I see what you're saying. A team that gets down, if they, get down by a score, you got to be able to rebound. Before I let you go, do you remember any of the stats off the top of your head as far as anything like yards gained or tackles or anything like that you can share?
Chris, I do know that Colin Van Kirk was a leading tackler. The offensive stats, I have not.